Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. A thrilling day in the Premier League and the FA Cup.
Yes, very exciting from the off this afternoon, wasn't it? Yeah.
This is the best part of the season because you've got who's going to win the league, who's going to get relegated, who's going to get promoted, who gets in Europe. And then after all this, obviously you've got the FA Cup as well, which is magic. And then we've got the Euros to look forward to. Oh, Scotland,
course,
and England,
yes,
both
the
there.
Summer, yeah.
Not that far away.
It's not, is it? Very exciting.
But today was an absolute thrill. Lots of twists and turns in the Premier League as we get towards what they call the business end of the
business
season.
Yes, and it's squeaky stoma time. Which
squeaky
is, I think,
stoma time.
You mentioned possibly a good name for this podcast, that. A few more interjections from Sakia today.
You know what? The rest of the week, it's not as lively as it is when it's in here.
Oh, really?
It must be the adrenaline of being on air.
Yeah, it must be. Suddenly gets very vocal, doesn't he?
My stoma nurse, Breege, is a lovely Irish lady, and whenever she'll come round occasionally to monitor it, and she said, "Oh, it loves an audience."
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, they love an audience.
You see, it starts showing off, doesn't it? Yeah.
But all stomas do, apparently.
The crowd,
not
they?
Just mine,
do
yeah.
They?
Not just
really?
Mine, yeah.
What? So it's the actual physical reaction.
Yeah. It must be like the it must be. It's a bit like laughing in assembly. You know, you're not meant to make a noise.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's maybe a display of nervous tension.
Oh, that's amazing. We should definitely do a feature where we can try and get callers on to try and get a reaction from your stoma.
That is a great idea. Producer Liam, next week, it's in the show. We workshopped
See
it.
See if we can get it to make a noise.
Now, you have to listen live. We know lots of you love to download the podcast, but for the full live experience, you'll get it on the podcast as well.
Yeah, you will, yeah.
The thrill of hearing a stoma live.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially a seance with the stoma, trying to get a noise out of it. We'll think of a snappy title for but next week in a radio first, we will be trying to goad a stoma live on air.
Goad the stoma.
Enjoy the show.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
2 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. Mm. Burnley versus Brentford. Luton versus Forest. Forest, an absolute six-pointer.
Huge.
Oh, all right, Zippy, what was that?
Oh, I'm just excited.
Well, it's a very big day, and here to preview it is the one and only Matt Dyson.
Yes, because of the FA Cup quarterfinals, we have a reduced Premier League lineup this afternoon, paving the way for a bottom six special, a pair of relegation six-pointers on the 16th of March. Yes, 666, the number of the beast.
No!
Run for the hills, it's Super 666 Saturday. And what kind of soccer sorcery does Satan have in store for us this afternoon? The underworld super sub Beelzebub getting involved in the Premier League dogfight. Some would say the devil has been in charge of VAR and the PGMOL all season,
people?
Certainly one team in Garibaldi Red appearing to be cursed to one extremely dodgy decision per game at the moment. Thank you. Evil incarnate hath decreed that Nottingham Forest shall travel to the pit of hell, Kenilworth Road, to take on Luton Town, the bleak underworld where the souls of the damned must stay for eternity and away fans have to enter via someone's back garden. Lucifer's Luton versus the Tricky Trees, the Hatters against the Foresters, the Dart versus the Trent Barton Skylink. It stirs up memories of my first ever trip to Wembley for the Littlewoods Cup final back in 89. A smiling Neil Webb scoring in a 3-1 win, his face so full of joy, blissfully unaware that his big money move to Man United wouldn't work out too well and he'd go on to become a postman. Happy days.
Oh, my word! It's the magic of the cup! Oh,
the
my
magic
word!
Magic of the cup. An equaliser for Coventry City. Sims has scored it in the dying minutes. It's 2-2. So this is going to go to extra time.
This is going to go to...
not quite,
this is going to go to extra time.
I think it's
Wow,
that's amazing. Very exciting. So good. Anyway, where was I?
Something about the devil and Luton being
This current Forest side, not on a great run. Luton come into this one after blowing a 3-0 lead at Bournemouth in midweek, suffering a 4-goal macerating by the Cherries in the second half. The other three at it's the devil. He's taking hold of my soul.
Oh, no, he's speaking in tongues.
Burnley against Brentford is the other one. The Danish demon, Thomas Frank, needing a win with Ivan the Terrible Tony celebrating his 28th birthday today. Isn't that nice? So it's super 666 Saturday. Join us as we pull into the slip road of the highway to hell.
Oh, my God! Dyson, you're a genius! And the thrills and the spills of football.
Ah, it's all happening.
It's all happening. The West Midlands Derby is heading to extra time. Ah, I love football!
Ooh, big.
And it is. What a great alert. You are not going to believe what's really happened at Molineux.
That is amazing. Hadji Wright has scored 10 minutes into injury time, making it 3-2 to Coventry City at Wolverhampton Wanderers. We were talking about the hell and Satan earlier, but it's sky blue heaven we're experiencing right now.
They are going to Wembley for the FA Cup semi-final.
Amazing.
I love the FA Cup. I would say this year there were too many all Premier League ties at various points that the broadcasters chose, and I think there was FA Cup, I think maybe last season or the season before, there were loads of giant killings, really good ties.
Yeah.
I think that was we knocked Arsenal out that season as well.
This is big, though.
This has been the first FA Cup game that I've seen that's been three goals. Right, I mean, look at the amount of goals that came after the 84th
An
minute.
Amazing
four goals.
Last 10 minutes, wasn't it? It was ridiculous.
Brilliant.
So Wolves went 2-1 up, and then Coventry got an equaliser, 7 minutes into injury time. And then Hadji Wright scored with virtually the last kick of the game.
And the Wolves goal that they thought had won it was in the 88th minute.
Yeah, amazing.
There's still two more goals. It's absolutely brilliant.
An amazing win for Coventry.
And to see that, knowing that it's an immediate knockout, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Cup competitions are so much fun. And the fact that Coventry get to... They've had a terrible time of it over the years.
Oh, yes.
Now they're going to Wembley
going
for the FA
Cup. They're going back to Wembley. What, for the first time since 87? Is it the first time since 87?
I think they were in the Papa John's Trophy.
Oh,
they're
in been for some other...
Papa John's playoffs.
Yeah, but in terms of FA Cup, they've never had anything like
this. FA Cup,
then.
There you go. He corrects himself.
Yeah.
So smartly there, so
it's
smoothly.
It's what a man. Yeah.
I think you could tell by the way we were talking about it. We had a sense at the start of the show that that game was going to be chaotic.
That was mad.
Wasn't the Wolves-West Brom game in the FA Cup? I mean, that was terrible. Obviously, there was lots of crowd trouble and stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yes, there was, yeah.
But it's been a bit tasty.
The magic of the cup.
The magic of the cup. Late goals and blind, ugly violence. I bought something this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just guess. Free hit. Guess what I bought this week.
Have you bought a new exercise bike?
No. I bought a water filter.
Oh, Brita?
No, zero water.
Oh.
The problem is it comes with like a little measuring thing on it.
Yeah.
So it looks like a thermometer, but you're digital. You put it in your tap water and it gives you a number, and that's like the number of impurities in it.
Oh, so it's filtered straight from the tap, not in a jug.
No, so the thermometer's a separate device.
Right, yeah.
So you would pour yourself a tap water.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd stick the thermometer thing in it and it would give you a number, 245 from my tap water. And then you filter it and then you can check the filtered water.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's like 80 something.
So. London tap water, it's not great, is it?
It is basically pure sewage.
Yeah, that's
you might as well just cut out the middleman. And when you flush the toilet, it should just come straight out your tap.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely the worst water, isn't it? London water.
You know, when you get out of London, you go to any other part of Britain and have water. It's such
a
treat.
It's lovely, isn't it? It tastes really nice. There's always a taste to London water. That's the problem.
I remember when I worked in Stoke, I was like, the tap water around here is delicious.
Yes, yeah. I remember the same thing about Oldham, actually. and then Scottish water is just amazing. It's like it's come straight from a glen or something.
Oh, or a Glenn Moore, during the Edinburgh Festival, fills up various
Glenn
tanks.
And
it's come straight from him. What part of Britain's got the best tap water?
Oh,
or indeed the worst? Yeah. Best and worst.
Put it out there.
London's got to be the worst.
Because you don't...
It's thick!
Yeah, you only really need a filter in the southeast. I would suggest. Everywhere else is fine.
And where you live, Hastings.
The water's okay there, actually. Yeah, I've not noticed it particularly bad. What they flush into the sea is a different matter, but...
you're not part of it. You live down there, mate. Yeah, you are.
Southern water.
What, you don't flush your toilet?
Well,
I know what you do in there. Foul. Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. You may have seen it's been the Cheltenham Horse Races this week. Is that what it's called? The Cheltenham Horse Races?
It's just the Cheltenham Festival.
The Cheltenham Festival. Yeah. Who headlined this year?
I'm not sure. Just some horse I've never heard of before.
Just wild horses.
The Mullins Stable. They always headline, don't they? They're always the top of it. Oh, yeah. Some other Irish horse trainer.
And Alex Ferguson?
Yes, and Alex Ferguson was there with Big Sam. What a double act.
I couldn't tell whether, if you've not seen the footage, find it on YouTube or on social media. Alex Ferguson's horse wins a race and he's there celebrating. But next to him is Sam Allardyce.
Yes.
Who doesn't look like he came with Ferguson.
No.
more to sort him out.
Yeah, I think they sort of met in the hospitality area. And then he just started hanging around because he was on the fringes of the group, wasn't he, Big Sir? And then also Tyrone from Coronation Street was with them as well. It was a strange gathering of celebrities.
Yeah, it's like a great celebrity Big Brother lineup.
Yes,
would be Tyrone.
Like. Yeah, Tyrone, Big Sam and Fergie.
Yeah. Fergie and Big Sam, like, they did the same job, but not really.
No, yeah, not the same level of respect, really, is there, I'd imagine.
No, there are blokes playing for pub teams that are closer to the Allardyce level than Allardyce is to Ferguson. Don't you think?
Yes.
Is that too harsh?
Well, I mean, he did. He was the England manager, let's not forget.
100% record.
Yeah.
One game, played 1-1-1.
Yeah, he was amazing.
It was mad.
He drank a lot as well.
It was mad.
It was a crazy one.
Was it pint of wine?
Yeah, pint of wine, Sam. Oh.
He should never have been given that job.
No.
It was mad. Just the image of it.
There must have been other people available at the time, sure.
Gareth Southgate was available at the time.
Yeah, exactly. It was mad, wasn't it?
I mean, literally everyone else was a potential. It's a big gig.
It was a crazy time because it was a mad appointment, and then it ended in the weirdest way with that.
Him hiding in the back of a car.
And the undercover reporter. So weird.
Yeah, I think Sam Allardyce has had plenty of real shakes as well in his life.
Yes.
But he's there. He's there next to Ferguson. That's not the only bit of action he got. As he's arriving at the Cheltenham Festival, Princess Beatrice and whoever her husband is are getting papped by the... Well, by the paps.
Yeah.
They tend to be the people doing the papping.
They do it, yeah.
And Allardyce thinks it's for him and starts posing.
He got around, didn't he?
And you can see Beatrice behind him just...
Going, who's this?
I mean... she takes it so well because she's laughing along, but...
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Allardyce must have thought, oh, my God, I'm back in business here. They're all over me.
Yeah, they can't get enough of me.
That's right.
It's so embarrassing. Then he looked behind him and realised, oh, right, there's royalty here.
Also, he was there on his own. You know, nothing wrong with going to the Cheltenham Gold Cup.
Yes, he seemed to be on his own.
On his own. They're
like
trying to get him
a mascot character, just going around keeping everyone's spirits up.
Has he not got a plus one that he could tell? No one wanted to go with Big Sam.
He was on the fringes of every group you saw him in. Oh, I feel a bit sorry for him. No.
Maybe people think, oh, if we give him a plus one, that flipping shake's going to turn up. We'll all get fired.
An anonymous text here, and these are not the views of the show or the radio station, but it just says, having lived in the west of London for 27 years and now Reading for the past 11 years, I can confirm London water is bad, but Reading takes it to a whole new level.
No way!
Reading water apparently tastes awful, 2 fills of the kettle and it's full of lime scale. Reading is such a weird place. Ooh. Even the water hasn't caught up with the rest of the modern world yet. Someone's really laying into Reading.
Wow.
But not putting their name on the message.
Cowards.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us your name if you're going to lay into Reading like this.
I just assumed everywhere outside of London had better water.
Yeah, well, I suppose Reading is quite
not
close,
that far.
It's
basically a suburb of London.
Yeah, I've never tried Reading water, so couldn't comment.
In London, where I live, you've heard of it.
I'm amazed.
We're here today.
I'm amazed you've only just got a filter.
I know.
I thought you would have been britted up to the eyeballs for years.
All that lead I've been drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Lead and sewage. Never did me any harm, did it?
No, yeah.
Oh, maybe that's how I got cancer.
Oh, no.
No, too far. Too far, and I'm the one who had it. How does that work? You can't be offended on my behalf.
Well, I don't think you can say that about the water.
Imagine it says. Can I ask you one question? Do you drink London tap water? Oh, you're kidding me. You may have seen in the week, Sean Dyche got into some trouble. Apparently at an Everton night out, playfully slapped player Nathan Patterson during a meal in a Portuguese restaurant of all places.
Wow.
Nando's.
Yeah.
Or were they in Portugal? I'm not sure.
Surely. They're not just dressing it up as a fancy dining experience from Portugal. It's Nando's, yeah. And it was involving a napkin, was it, as well?
No, you're kidding. Not a napkin.
A slap in the face from Dyche is probably going to hurt, even if it's playful, I'd imagine.
You get whiplash off that.
Yeah.
Whole head would just move around in a second.
Really? Oh, you'd get a crick in the neck.
But this happens on nights, doesn't it? Look, boys will be boys. They have a Nando's.
Yeah.
They go for a maybe hotter sauce than they would have had.
Yes, playful. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, macho exactly. peas. Putting the macho into macho peas.
Macho.
A playful
macho.
Slap. What's it coming to where you can't playfully slap one of your staff anymore?
You can't sling a bit of Peronaise around the place and have a little bit of a food fight. Yeah. Does that boost morale, do you think, for Everton, this meal out?
Well, for the other players, it does. Yes. You know, it probably destroys Nathan Patterson's, but all the others will have a good laugh at his expense.
So why did he slap him exactly? What was the reasoning?
I think he wanted lemon and herb. Like, come on, mate. When Nando's, for God's sake. At least go garlic.
Yeah. Look at the periometer. You've got to go higher than that.
So text on 81215. What's the worst thing that's happened on a works night out? I mean, usually what happens is there's definitely some tension plays out.
Yes, some tension between different levels of management or something, yeah.
Yeah.
You suddenly realise...
The divides.
The relationships, who really has issues with each other.
Every workplace, every pub I worked in, the kitchen staff hated the bar staff and vice versa.
Yes,
a totally superficial divide.
Yes, there's a resentment, isn't there,
like
between the departments.
Like the different people. And also, whenever you get somewhere where someone works at weekends or not, or evenings, they don't know what it's like here in the evenings.
Yeah,
the boss has got no idea. They don't care what happens here at weekends. Weekends.
And you want to work now to bring everyone together, but often they stay in their little collectives, don't they? Yeah. I was hearing about the Absolute Radio night out recently. I wasn't on it, but apparently all the presenters sit on the same table. And then the other members of the team are on different tables, so everyone stays with their own department.
telling people this?
It's just interesting, isn't it? It doesn't happen when I'm there. I mingle with everyone, obviously.
And were you there?
I wasn't there.
Why were you there? They didn't even turn up.
I picked the kids up from school.
10 o'clock at night?
It's at 4 o'clock the meeting.
Yeah, it went on a bit longer. They went to the pub afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, I live on the south coast, don't I?
So here we go. Yeah. Well, you're here now, aren't you?
Got childcare to do, yeah. Well, I'll go for a drink after this show, yeah, of course.
Well, and we're going to sit together? Will Liam be allowed to dine at the same table?
I'm not one of those people, but it happens.
I can't believe you slagged off every other person. It's one thing to like have a beef with one person. You're now against every other.
My colleagues know that it's not a big issue, but you know, and they normally do mingle. But
mate, you're going to be selling it if you carry on like this. Okay, this is serious. We don't often cover major global news on this show, but... Ooh. A big goal at Kenilworth Road, Matt
Dyson.
It's
big. It's big as they come. Chris Wood has scored for Forest, putting them 1-0 up at Luton in a relegation six-pointer that could be season-defining. A lovely ball in. We're hearing from Morgan Gibbs-White, got the assist. Chips it into the danger zone. Wood pounces. That's what he does. That's what Chris Wood does. He's a goal scorer. And they're 1-0 up. Amazing.
Do you know how sometimes people say you can't see the wood for the trees?
Yes.
Like, he plays for Forest and his name's Wood.
Yeah, the tricky trees. Oh, well, let's hope it stays like this. Forest 1-0 up. Amazing.
There used to be those stalls outside football grounds that would sell... satirical would be generous.
Oh, fanzines.
Filthy would be more appropriate. Oh. T-shirts with like Wallace and Gromit on and cartoon men urinating and things.
They were always urinating, weren't they? Yeah.
How is there not? Have you got Wood?
Yes.
A kind of saucy seaside version of...
Surely there must be out there.
So we're talking about the worst things that have happened on works nights out, and Charlie's been in touch, Dyson.
Charlie had a work night out and then decided to ride his push bike home from the train station. Halfway into the journey, my chain snapped and threw me over the handlebars. Intoxicated, I was unable to get my hands out in time to take the impact, landing on my face, knocking my front tooth out, resulting in a £1,800 dentist bill. My wife was not happy for some time, says Charlie. That is a disastrous end to a work night out. Never cycle home from a work night out.
Terrible.
Never.
Never. Just use public transport.
Yeah, that's
walk
what it's
the
there
rest,
for. Yeah.
Get an Uber, whatever. Get a taxi. Just don't... Oh, man, this one from Luke. Many years ago, we're heading back from a night out. We're in a minibus.
Oh, there's Kia.
Sakia.
Oh.
What was that, Sakia?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole house stands to applaud.
That was a nice slow
timer.
One. That was a slow, relaxed release of wind there. Yeah.
What do you think my stoma was trying to say there?
agreeing with the don't cycle home from work night out. I think that's what it was.
I mean, I don't mean to... I love you, as you know.
Yeah.
And I respect you as a broadcaster, and I tell many people about your talents.
Yeah.
I think it sounds a bit like you. It's kind of gone.
It did have an air of me, didn't it?
If you were a stoma, you would sound like that.
What a twist.
It's got a kind of heavy breathing.
Yeah.
A about it.
Yeah.
Maybe it just wasn't bothered.
An air of lethargy, whatever. It's not a great review of the link, is it? Well, thanks, Keir.
Pleasure. We've had an absolute classic.
Oh, it's an amazing text. There's no name on it, but it says, many years ago, I made the crossover from journalism to local government communications. It's a well-trodden path.
It is.
I'd been told that the...
It really is.
The Christmas do could be quite a hedonistic affair.
Quality.
Yeah. I recall it being considerably tamer than some of the events I'd been to as a journalist. At one point, I had my arm around the shoulder of a head of department, telling him how much I was enjoying the role, and then in the new year, I was given a verbal warning for having him in a headlock. Just overly aggressive, but with the arm around the shoulder, perhaps.
But you can't have, as long as, obviously, behaviour cannot cross a line.
Yeah.
But if you're going to take staff out and get them drunk,
yeah,
you can't then like give them verbal warnings when you've pumped them full of booze.
We're all having a good night, but get your arm off my shoulder, please. You're not allowed to actually touch management.
Get them in a sleeper hold and beg for a pay rise. Tom says a primary teacher was sick. Had to be driven home at the end of year party. If you're a teacher, that's perilous.
That's bad for a teacher.
Do you know what? One of the most exciting glimpses you can get as a child is inside the staff room.
Oh, yeah. The place you can never venture in.
What are they doing in there?
Yeah, yeah. It smells amazing in there. I can smell coffee and cigars. And
Cigarettes. Eaten.
They used to smoke cigarettes in the staff room when I was a kid, anyway.
Went to school in a hunting lodge.
And the guy who took us to football matches, Mr. Wardle, would always smoke a cigar or a pipe in the car as he drove us to the games. Ridiculous.
We had a teacher who smoked cigars, actually. Yeah, Mr. Byers loved a Hamlet.
Now it probably reeks of vapes. Doesn't it? It smells like
watermelon
strawberry
vapes.
Kiwi vapes and
teachers all vaping.
They still have coffee breath though, teachers in the staff room. That's still
it'd be prime breath, wouldn't it? Now Red Bull breath, Monster breath. Here comes Monster breath. Teachers tonight, watermelon vapes and then a can of Monster.
They reek.
Some of our teachers. Do you know what? I remember a teacher coming in with a hangover.
Yeah.
One of our history teachers, and he was late, and everyone was like, "At what point do we call this off? This surely is not in our hands." Well, he then did turn up, and we were like. He came and his face was like beetroot red. What? You know when you can almost see alcohol coming off someone's neck?
Yeah,
like that heat, like the shimmering horizon in an American road movie. It's like, whoa. Nice. It's like a Wrigley's advert. Like, what is going on? And he sat there plonked like a big mug of coffee on the desk and he went... This ain't happening.
What?
He went, just go and work in the library. We're like, sir, are you going over? He's like, don't be cheeky.
Yeah, luckily.
You can see he was like,
luckily, Ofsted weren't in at the time.
Imagine that.
Unbelievable.
Imagine if that was Ofsted day.
We need to have a word about Mr. Parkinson.
Had an outstanding works night out. Another big goal in the Premier League,
yes,
Dyson.
It's a second for Burnley against 10-man Brentford. Fofana has scored. They're 2-0 up now against Brentford, and this brings Burnley up and then brings Brentford down.
Moves Forest up, still winning 1-0 away. That's the main thing.
As it stands, Forest 15th in the table. If it stays like this, they're still 1-0 up at Luton.
Oh, come on. I can't speak for all of you listening, but I think... In general, people, if you haven't got skin in the game, you'd want Forest to stay in the Premier League.
Surely, yeah. Surely, ahead of likes of like Sheffield United and Luton and that.
And I don't want to pull the cancer card, but I've had enough. Surely
You've
this season.
A tough year.
I've been through
You've
enough,
had a really hard year.
What do you want me getting relegated and all?
Yeah, you don't want to
Come
No
on.
One wants to see that after what you've been through.
No, do they?
No, they don't.
Do you? 8, 12, 15. Do you want Forrest to get relegated because I had cancer and explain why?
It's the weirdest text that we've ever done.
Pretty bleak.
Yeah.
But if anyone can do it, I'm sure we'll find a way.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go live to the phones.
Oh, my God, they're red hot. Tons of people. Gary in Derby says, I hope you get cancer again, Michael.
Oh, yeah, lots of
I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Gary from Derby. Sure, there is a Gary in Derby. I made that up.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hello. Brace yourself. It's Jack Grealish's Encyclopedia of Life.
A what?
On Rock and Roll Football.
I don't know what that means.
We haven't had him for a while. We haven't spoken to Jack for some time. But there have been quite a few requests for his return. Greg has been in touch, wants to know what Jack Grealish thinks of the furore this week surrounding the photoshopped image of Princess Kate and her children. What Jack's take on that is.
Look, you don't get photoshops anymore, do you? Like, I suppose you get snappy snaps, but like, you used to get like Jessops and Click and that. You'd like go get your photos, wouldn't you? Like, now they just do them on your phone. So like, how do they do that? Because like, before you'd have to like take them on your camera and then take them to a shop and some guy'd look at them first, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Loads of mine had them stickers on saying like, take these again, we'll have to call the police, mate. I was like, I didn't take them, but. That is me in him, you know what I mean? But yeah, like Princess Kate, she seems all right. Like Prince William seems like an all right fella. Probably prefer Harry.
Yeah.
Like Harry and Meghan be a good night out, wouldn't they? Maybe Harry on his own, actually, like boys' night out. But like, I don't know what's going on with that Photoshop, because like, if you Photoshop it to make yourself look better, like, why would you put your kid's hand in a different place? You know what I mean? Yeah, like, when I Photoshop myself, like, yeah, like... Not to give too much away, but like footballers, like firstly photos, I take myself from a very different angle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
of course, yeah.
Or from below.
Yeah.
And like, if anything, you're trying to make bits look bigger rather than like.
Your calves aren't Photoshop, though, are they? I mean, they're that's the real thing.
Yeah, they're real. Like other parts of me as well, but I can't go into that. Like, instead, I can't say that, but often, like, they are what other photos are. It's just parts of the body, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I'd Photoshop this, I don't know, maybe parts of me I'd have to make smaller to get them in, you know what I mean? My arms aren't long enough to take a selfie to get... Oh. I meant my pecs, man. What's the matter with you? But like, yeah, like, she seems all right, doesn't she, Kate? Obviously, she's been to hospital, and, like, that ain't nice, is it? Like, although I've heard the food's pretty good. Well, you can have macaroni cheese every lunchtime. Yeah, like, depending if you go to the Royal National Orthopaedic, it's all right, isn't it? Because... They feed you well in there, and like people come visit you, like your mates and your family come, and it's a right old laugh. But I hope she's okay. Like, the kids are in it as well, aren't they? So, like, it's not fair to take the mickey out of them, like, because even though they're like heirs to the throne, aren't they? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know why you'd probably never going to become king.
No, I suppose they're not, are they?
No, what's the word? Like, I'd like, what's it called? Like, procrastinate the crown or whatever, like, what is it, like, what is it, like, abduct the crown or whatever it is when you don't want it.
Oh yes, abdicate, I'd abdicate, and the
other puddings, mate, especially if I was in hospital.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
I've actually lost my sense of humour about it, but we're going to have to announce it.
Luton have got an equaliser. You maybe have to tell from the sudden change in tone in the studio. Yes, Luke Berry, it was when they scored from a corner.
I don't mean to make people too squeamish, but in between the songs, sometimes we'll nip to the toilet. Going to the toilet for me now involves having to catheterise myself.
Yes,
putting a tube into myself. That was more pleasurable than coming back in here and finding out that they'd equalised. Oh, you're like, after that, I've just hobbled up the stairs on crutches.
Unbelievable.
Gotta get back to the studio, see Forest win.
So
rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Sorry, we're still thinking about that Stomer idea. This is the end of the podcast, obviously, but it's been a lot for us to ponder.
Yes. So, I mean, so how would it work? So a caller would come on and they'd tell a joke, I suppose, and we're not allowed to laugh, but then you'd hear the stomer sort of laughing or releasing gas.
It's like a snake charmer.
Yes.
Like a stoma charmer.
Yeah.
Goda stoma? Stoma goda.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll think of something. We'll think of snappy, maybe a football pun title.
Yeah, and it's like a gong thing. One of those gong nights at a comedy club.
Yeah.
And if you don't get a reaction from the stoma,
you're off.
Cut them off. Next.
Yeah.
Next. Nothing from Sakir on that one. Get off.
So tweet us at RRFootball in the week.
Yes.
if you've got an idea for what we can call this feature, where we're going to try and get my stoma to fart live. I mean, it does it unprovoked, but we're trying to now provoke it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to get a rise.
If there is a chemical reaction, let's make the most of it, yeah.
A chemical reaction?
Well, a physiological reaction in your body.
I'm not going to, like, put pills down it.
It knows we're talking about it. Its ears are burning. So it reacts. It's amazing.
Well, this is what this show has become. Thank you so much for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review. Tell your friends. Hit subscribe. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.